This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, TGIFF, thank goodness it's Foodie Friday. Joining us this week is Mi Joon Pak from Follow Me Foodie, and we're going to talk about pies. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm super excited. I love this topic. So as you know, like, cupcakes were probably hot over 2 years ago now, and I see the revival of the pie. It's something that's kind of always been there, but it's a little bit forgotten. And nowadays, I find people are changing them up a lot, from, you know, sweet and savory pies of your traditional fruit filling pies to, you know, your savory pies like your chicken pot pies and your classic Guinness and steak pot pies. So some of my favorite pies around the city, well, they're not even necessarily my favorite, but it's just they're so unique and memorable.
Okay.
And one of them is from Savory Island Pie, and that's in Vancouver, West Vancouver. And it's the lemon buttermilk pie. This isn't really something like new or unique, but it's actually a traditional southern pie. And it's kind of almost like a light cheesecake meets a baked lemon custard or a flan, and it's absolutely delicious. And they have the lemon buttermilk pie there. And the next one I thought of is actually a raw and vegan pie, and it's called the OMG pie from Organic Lives. So it's all raw and vegan and organic, and like, don't let that scare you away, because it's not like a dessert for birds or anything.
Okay.
But it's almost like a coconut cream pie, but it's unbaked, and the crust is made out of nuts, so it's almost like a granola crust. And then it has this coconut cream pie filling, and it's almost like an unbaked cheesecake, but a little bit denser. It's really, really good.
That sounds all right. And
also,
pies are something that's easy to make in your own kitchen.
Definitely. They're so easy to switch up, and they're so easy to recreate yourself. Simple things you could do is you can add herbs like thyme to your apple pies to give it a little bit more aromatics. Instead of making a chicken pot pie, you can throw in curry, and you can, you know, make it into a Thai curry chicken pot pie. Instead of making pear pies, sometimes I switch to half pears, and then I put in beets. And then I add in goat's cheese and a little bit of rosemary for something more savory. And they're super easy to make. They freeze well, and they're really affordable, too.
Very good. Pies, not just for dessert anymore. Okay, let's change gears a bit and tell us what's happening this Sunday, where you're going to be.
This Sunday on September 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's going to be the 6th annual barbecue on the bypass in Langley, B.C. And yes, there's going to be lots of barbecue and lots of samples and whatnot. But what I'm most excited for is it's their second annual B.C. Bake Off. And so there's going to be a baking contest for pies for amateur bakers. And I'm honored to be one of the judges. So I hope to see some of you pie lovers there.
And what would your favorite kind of sweet pie be?
Oh, gosh, that's really hard. I'm always up for something creative and different. You know, everyone can kind of make a basic apple pie, but if you can bring something new to the table or something that I've never tried before, that's what I'm most excited about.
All right, there's a tip to the pie bakers. If you want to get Mi Joon's vote, be original and be creative.
Definitely. I have some more tips on my website today as well.
All right, Mi Joon Pak with Follow Me Foodie. Thank you very much. This is a Foodie Friday.